Time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, You Inc. Today, we will work on finding your resilience. Finding resilience is no different from finding out how to change the tire on your car. You have to learn how to do it. But you might not have time to read your owner's manual, so here is your tune-up in a jiffy. Resilient individuals know that there is more than one right answer to any solution. So the way that they are able to bounce back from a troubling situation is that they have the ability to find answers. And how that happens is that they are not afraid to look at all of the options. So let me walk you through the process of how you can learn how to do this. Okay, think of something that is troubling you right now. Some examples might be your friend won't talk to you anymore. Your husband isn't paying enough attention to you. Your kid doesn't want to do his homework ever. Your wife keeps leaving her car in the middle of the garage. Your coworker conducts personal calls at work loudly all day long. Okay, so what is yours? Got it? Great. Now, count to five, but I don't mean one, two, three, four, five. Rather, take a deep breath and then come up with the five possible ways you can respond to or remedy this adversity that has arisen in your life. Think about solving the situation, not about its unfairness or how it is hurting your day. Go wild with your potential solutions. It's okay. Nobody says you have to actually do them all. Are you annoyed with a coworker? Think about putting a thumbtack on their chair to get back at them. Not saying that this is the best of the five possible answers, but simply thinking about that can release some frustration and allow one of your more sane ideas, for example, approaching them after lunch and letting them know that you want them to stop calling you that nickname because you don't like it, seem more approachable. Annoyed at your co-lifer? Allow yourself to think about pouring cold water over them while they're in the shower as one of your five options, although that might be okay. Or you can choose to just talk to them about that snooze button and come to an agreement to set the alarm later because it is disrupting your rest to hear the alarm go off every 5 minutes for an hour. Keep in mind that in the near future, this will already be worked out and things will be better. But also keep in mind, new problems will arise again and again and again. The good news is you will be more resilient and thus skilled and confident at solving those problems. My pro tip, when problem solving won't work, resilient people have the ability to see the silver lining in everything. When one of our four foster kittens died of seizures after much heartbreak and many tears, I saw this as an opportunity to find the other three adoptable into our home of already two cats, bringing our total to five, but not six. Six would have been just too crazy. Five is borderline, but doable. So try to find the silver lining in any situation. And now for our movie motivation. The movie that I would like you to check out is the film The Pursuit of Happiness, happiness spelled with a Y, which came out in 2006 starring Will Smith and is a film based on Chris Gardner's best-selling memoir by the same name. This film is the epitome of resiliency, where under the most painful circumstances, not once did the protagonist flinch or let on to his son that the world was anything but happy. To learn more ways about becoming resilient and hear how athletic director of the Ohio State University, Gene Smith, finds his resilience, he uses emojis, for example, you can listen to the You Inc. podcast that aired on NPR's local station 90.5 FM at WCBE.org and go to the program You Inc. with me, Rhea Greif, and listen in on Saturday mornings at 6:30 a.m. starting in March. And then join us next Thursday at 9:01 p.m. for another edition of You Tune. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of You Inc. Time to stop spinning and start winning.